This is Tim Price on the Go Harvest podcast, and today I wanted to talk about challenging students, and leaders for that matter, with mealtime media mantras.
Welcome to the Tim Price Go Harvest podcast, where our mission is to equip and encourage ministry leaders. We're so thrilled to have you listening to our podcast, and our prayer is that it will be helpful to you and your teams. If you have any thoughts or questions, feel free to reach out to us at timpriceblog.com. We'd also be honored if you would subscribe and share with others. Heading now to today's episode.
Do you find your students staring at their devices during meals or other ministry times? Well, meals are an incredible time for connection in student ministry, in special events, or with the family around the dinner table. Meals provide more than nourishment and fuel. They create community as we gather and share. That's one of the reasons people talk about sitting around the dinner table, or when you think about Thanksgiving meals, having community and time connecting with family and friends. These opportunities, though, are wasted when people are staring at their screens. And these days, phone usage isn't really cut and dried. A few years back, all phones went into a basket before student ministry events, and then kids picked them up on the way out. And I know that's different now because we are inviting people to engage with their phones, to read their Bibles or take notes or search for an app that will help them grow in Christ. And at the same time, we want them to stay connected and engaged and not scrolling mindlessly. Well, one place is great to stay disengaged from media and remain engaged with others is during meals at camps or events with your students. It's sad to see people looking at their phones while other people at the table are happily laughing and talking. It's similar to seeing a couple at a restaurant looking down at their devices when they have a short window of time to talk with each other. Well, we've had many conversations about this in the Harvest van, and most recently this summer, after talking about this after a camp, we came up with three mantras to help student ministries set boundaries. And the credit for some of these goes to our team member this summer, Marissa Story. And of course, these three simple mantras with neat alliteration don't only apply to student ministry, although that's what kind of the focus is for this particular podcast episode, but it also applies to anybody, any parent who is trying to engage with their child, or any one-on-one meeting that you have with someone, instead of pulling out your phone and changing the flow and the pace, even pulling out your phone to search for a picture or a link or a bit of information, though that's needed sometimes and though the culture has become comfortable with it, it's still good to have some boundaries so that you're not just stuck doing digital stuff right in the middle of your entire opportunity to engage with someone personally. So here are the three mantras that we came up with. Number one, no phones with food. Number two, no devices during dinner. Number three, no mobile during meals. So we did think the alliteration was nice. All three basically mean the same thing, so you can just choose one or you can use all three to make a big emphasis. But I think in student ministry and in other areas of your life, it would be awesome to build a culture of no phones during meals and other important times. And you can use these mantras when you've got a youth group night or a youth group dinner or a special retreat or a conference or even when you are at home. There's no reason to pull your phone out during meals. You can be open and available. And often we pull our phone out of habit, number one, or out of being uncomfortable sitting by ourselves for some reason. But instead of sitting there watching a screen, determined to connect with people. And if you are kind of more of an introvert and don't necessarily enjoy just talking to people, then determine to be an audience. Ask one or two good questions and enjoy listening. Avoid the terrible habit of pulling out your phone when you have an opportunity to build community. So the three mantras: no phones with food, no devices during dinner, no mobile during meals. You can check that out and see how it goes in your student ministry or with your kids at home and see if it helps you remember that the important thing during important times is to make eye contact, ask questions, and to be engaged in the lives of other people. It's going to make a much bigger impact than checking to see anything on your phone. Thanks for listening and being a part of our podcast. So grateful to be able to share on a regular basis, talk about ministry and Christian life and being a part of the kingdom of God. And so I'm thankful that you're here. And if you'd like to subscribe or to rate or to share this episode, we would love to have you do so. You can also check out other episodes from the Tim Price Go Harvest podcast. You can find out more at harvestministryteams.com/podcast or timpriceblog.com/podcast. You can search Tim Price Go Harvest on Spotify or Apple or any place else that you like to listen. And of course, since you are hearing this, you're already listening, and we're grateful. We're praying for you and hope you have a great day.
This podcast is brought to you by Harvest Ministry, and we are seeking team members. Since 1996, Harvest has had a mission to serve as a worship team for children in youth camps, conferences, retreats, and worship services around the Midwest. Over 300 young adults have served through Harvest Ministry, and we currently have openings for our summer team. If you are a guitar player, drummer, keyboardist, bassist, vocalist, worship leader, or tech person, we would love to talk with you. Ministry-minded young adult musicians can visit harvestministryteams.com and hit the Teams tab to learn more.